Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Lana. Today's episode is all about embracing fear, learning how to turn fear into courage, or rather transforming it. And I feel like in the past few years, I've really learned how to leverage this concept and way of thinking to propel me into the person and the risks that I have taken and the steps I've taken in my career, in my personal life, in everything. And I've spoken about a growth versus a closed mindset before on the podcast. I'll link that episode in the show notes below. I really do think this is like leveraging a growth mindset. It's leveraging You think if I had a podcast, I'd be able to speak better, but leveraging visualization and manifestation to become that highest, most confident, sure version of yourself. I read a few articles to grab some more deeper concepts and ways of looking at it and to really help me articulate my ideas. So I'll always link those in the show notes as well. But let's start off with our life updates. I'll be sharing this week on socials about my next Hot Girl Sweat event. I've spoken about it briefly on here, if I'm remembering correctly, because I kind of black out when I record episodes. But I have my next Hot Girl Sweat event with Jaybird Yorkville happening in the Reformer studio. So if you've been wanting to try out Reformer, tickets will be $35, which is cheaper than what it costs to take a Reformer class. I think it's like $42 or something. They'll be $30-$35. Profits go to charity. I'm going to be donating it to Fora Network for Change. It's about empowering young female leaders like yourself. And that will be taking place in the afternoon on November 3rd. For me, that's Halloween weekend. However, I've been having a debate with my friends whether Halloween weekend is the 26th and 25th and 26th of October and then October 31st, obviously, or is it October 31st to November 2nd? According to my friends in the entertainment space who own bars and whatnot, it is industry standard to not do anything after the 31st, hence then Halloween weekend being the weekend of the 26th of October. But to me, that feels wrong. That feels wrong because October falls on a Thursday. So to me, the logic is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday party time for Halloween weekend. Or option C, those are options A. Option A was the 25th and 26th weekend. Option B is October 31st to November 2nd weekend. Option C is to just fuck it and do it all. But that requires too many costumes for my liking. So I think I'm just going to do my option, which I think is the correct option, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, October 31st, November 1st, 2nd. So let me know. Either comment on Spotify or DM me on the at Morning Ray podcast Instagram or my personal Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. But nonetheless, if you are celebrating Halloween weekend, the weekend of the 31st, then Sunday afternoon, you can reset, connect, and come hang with me at Jaybird Yorkville in the Reformer Room. Super intimate event, only 19 spots. Great class. You guys know I am a huge Jaybird fan, especially when it comes to Reformer. I go there religiously and it has changed my life, not to be dramatic. We have amazing sponsors. So far, I have Liquid IV locked in. We have Essentia. We have Nut Bar refreshments. I'm trying to get a lip balm skincare sponsor, so stay tuned for that. Crossing my fingers that I'm able to secure that. I will be sharing on socials this week when tickets go on sale, and I would love to see you all there. I also teased earlier this week my brand that I'm launching, my secret project that I've been working on. It's called, I don't know if I'm gonna do Ray or By Ray. It's my clothing brand. I teased it a little bit, and I'm excited to kind of start sharing and posting and share what I've been doing behind the scenes. I've been working on this since May, I think. May, June, around there. I did all the branding in the summer, and then I got hats made, which I've started to tease. You guys have seen me wear them. That's no secret. But those are designed by me, and I'm so excited to get them in your hands. Anyways, I'm super excited to share that with you guys. And as intimidating as it is to me and very on brand with today's episode topic, I'm deciding to push through, figure it out as I go, take calculated risks, and do the damn thing. It is really scary. Like, I could lose money on this, but then I'll always sit and wonder what if. And you know what? I've always wanted to start something that was my own. It was always my goal to have my own business. I knew I didn't want to just do influencing or podcasting. I wanted to build and create something outside of that. And Hot Girl Sweat has definitely been a part of that. But I never wanted to force a business idea to come to me. I kind of wanted it to just happen naturally. And I had an epiphany earlier this year. Felt like there was a gap in the market, a hole in the market for what I wanted to create. And I'm so excited to just try that out. I honestly procrastinated for so long because I was like so overwhelmed and it's like, I don't know what to do. And then I was thinking of like things too long term instead of what I would just have to focus on in the moment. And things are rolling now. We're just taking it day by day. If you are ever overwhelmed with anything, whether it's something new, whether it's something you're working on related to school, life, work, whatever it is, baby yourself, break it down, and just focus on one task at a time. Don't worry about the next steps. Don't worry about the what ifs or anything like that. Just focus on each individual task as you are doing that, and that will make it feel less overwhelming and more doable. You'll feel more capable. It will feel more achievable to you. Lately, I feel like I've been saying this for so long, but I've just been really in the mindset of saying yes to more, whether it's life opportunities, life experiences, work opportunities, and especially saying yes to opportunities and work, even if it doesn't necessarily equate to more money. I think experiences are so important, and building your skill set and your ability to do things, navigate that landscape, are so important. And down the line, you can charge money. It's kind of like doing an unpaid internship before you get hired for your real role. So I've just been taking every opportunity that I can get given to me to see and explore different avenues that I could potentially one day generate an income from. I've also been doing a lot more dinners and wholesome things with friends as opposed to going for coffee or going out to bars and whatnot. We had a Friendsgiving dinner on Monday last week, which was just so I can't speak, which was just so nice to sit at a table and to be with such a diverse group of friends and to feel a part of something. I feel like growing up for me, I never really had like a set big friend group that did everything and anything together. And even when I did have friend groups, I kind of felt like I was the odd one out. I was always the one that was being bullied or made fun of. Not like actually bullied, but just like I was the one that they picked on in the friend group. And a lot of my friendships felt very one-sided. So to be an adult and to feel included and wanted and valued in a friend group is just such a nice feeling. And also to be living in a city like Toronto where it can feel lonely, it can feel isolating, and to have found a community outside of the one that I grew up in is such a surreal feeling. And it's something I'm forever going to be grateful for. And I'm so grateful to have had these people come into my life, especially as an adult, and to create such an impact on it. So we did Friendsgiving dinner, and then another group of gals and I had Shabbat dinner last night, which was just so nice and a nice switch up. And it's really just like the little things that make the biggest impact and can really just like brighten a whole day and change your whole mood and demeanor. I've been on the side of TikTok that is Alter Human versus Aura Ring, and then I also saw Aura Ring came out with a new version, and I've been really curious about an Aura Ring / Alter Human ring. I was really contemplating buying it, and I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful that Alter Human actually reached out to me to send me a ring and to gift me a ring. So I will be trying this ring out. I will be documenting the unboxing, trying it out for the first week, my thoughts, opinions, everything, like my true authentic raw opinions, if I hate it, if I like it, if I think it's worth it, and I'll get back to you guys. But I'm really excited to kind of see what the hype is or isn't about. I'm very grateful that I have the privilege of trying out this ring, and I'll report back. I will make sure to give you all the intel and insights as to if I really do think it's worth it. And I think I've tried a million different types of health and fitness trackers. I have had multiple Apple Watches. I have a Coros watch, which is actually a current fave of mine. And I'm curious to see. Oh, I've also had a Fitbit back in the day. But I'm also curious to see if I like the wellness fitness ring tracker. I don't think I will use it for workouts, but I'm curious about like the sleep recovery strain side of things. In other news, if you are single and if you are looking for a hot man in a suit, you will see, especially, I don't know, I'm going to assume this is applicable to all cities, but in Toronto, if you are walking on King Street near St. Andrew Station, near University, around there, you will see a lot of very hot men in suits and business attire, business casual. And it is, there's lots of sights for sore eyes. And I just highly recommend walking down there to revive yourself and prove that there are attractive men in the city of Toronto and men that look good and are hopefully driven because they're working in the financial district. But if you are a fan of the finance boy type, the investment banker type, like I am myself, my toxic trait, go walk around there. You won't regret it, or even go to like walk past the restaurants near there during happy hour. It is worth it. Or maybe take it one step further. Get a reservation with one of your girlfriends at one of the bars that they all go to for happy hour post work so that you can socialize with them. I said what I said. Okay, you guys did not experience a break, but I just did because my dad FaceTimed me and then I got distracted. But anyways, last life update before we go.
I swear me and my girlfriends are always talking about this, and maybe I just live on the side of the side of the internet that everyone is just trying to figure out their cycles. Like us as girls, we are trying to figure out our cycles, whether we're on birth control or not, whether we're coming off of birth control, and we're just trying to figure out our cycles, cycle sync, you know, figure out the hormones and whatnot. There's so many different methods and it can definitely be confusing and draining, and there's so many side effects and symptoms that come along with things just feeling a little out of whack. And I know I've been on a journey to manage my hormones and find a better way to just like manage my PMS and feeling just not like myself. And that is why I started taking Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. You guys know I love my adaptogens, and here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes or just life as you know it. And Hormone Harmony can really help with racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating, gas, everything you think of when you think of your hormones feeling all out of whack, it can help. And you'll feel like yourself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Alana for 15% off today. Thank you, Happy Mammoth Hormone Harmony, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
Going to the current faves before we get into the bulk of the episode, the reason you clicked on here to listen to me yap away in your ears today. But I decided and finally caved to buy a Kindle. I bought the new Kindle Paperwhite. It's the 7-inch one that's waterproof. Super, super excited. I just don't have room for books anymore. I've been wanting something a bit more compact and light to take with me, like to just throw in my bag or whatever to go to a coffee shop. I probably still will buy some physical copies for certain books and whatnot, especially when it comes to any of my nonfiction, self-help, businessy books. I like physicals of that, but I finally caved and got a Kindle. I will let you know if I see what all the hype is about, if you have any Kindle hacks, where I can get cases, etc. All the things I should know for the world of Kindle. Definitely let me know. Leave it as a comment on the Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, DM me on Instagram, whatever it is. But on to my current faves. I don't own anything, but I want everything from Miu Miu. Is anyone else being so influenced by the marketing and everything that is going on with Miu Miu right now? I want those round glasses. I want them in the sunglasses. I really love their bags. I'm also really obsessed with everything brown, just like everything brown. Like I really, it's taking everything in me not to buy a whole new Lululemon workout set in the espresso brown. What the funny thing is about that is I literally had espresso brown leggings way back when from when I worked at Lululemon, and I never wore them because I always felt like sausages in them. I'm weird about different colored leggings on my legs. And so I gave the leggings to my friend Shayna. So I had the espresso leggings, but now I really want the Align Espresso leggings, the Flow Y or the Wonder Train strappy bracer back bra, whatever it's called, in the espresso, and then the Define jacket in Nulu in the brown. I just think it would be so cute. Anyways, I've also been using my Koros Pace 3 watch for running, and I really like it. As you guys know, I'm no longer like wearing my Apple Watch religiously. I only put it on when I'm going to work out. And then for running, I've been wearing my Koros Pace 3, which I really like. I bought it about a year ago. This is the tragic, embarrassing part. I bought it a year ago for my half marathon, which it actually is happening this weekend. I was supposed to run it, but I decided I wasn't going to back in August. Nonetheless, I bought it for my half last year and it came late, and I just like was confused by the interface. It wasn't like syncing properly. I don't know. I was annoyed with it. So I was just wearing my Apple Watch for run still. And then I finally decided that I should probably wear the $300 watch I decided to buy, because I can be like that, but I've been loving it nonetheless. It's super light, it's super accurate, and I like that I don't get any notifications on it, or at least I have it set up that way. Love that. Also, I rediscovered my Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter. I was finding that now with it being winter and me not being as like hot and sweaty all the time, I found my face looking too matte with my foundation on that I wear for going out. I love the Laura Mercier Real Flawless Weightless Perfecting Waterproof Foundation. I've been wearing the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter on my face during the day, and then I wore it underneath my foundation last night. The Laura Mercier Flawless Filter, blah blah blah, Flawless Filtering, I guess it's similar names, you guys, foundation, and it looked beautiful. So if you have forgotten about your Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter like I have, I highly recommend rediscovering it. And then this is so niche and so childish of me, but it has 100% been a current fave on the pod before, and that is the Eggo French Toaster Sticks and the cinnamon. I'm back into having those every morning for breakfast. I decided that I could not be spending $6-$7, whatever it is, on an almond croissant every single day, and probably also wasn't that great for my health to be having one every single day. So we're opting for the Eggo French Toaster Sticks for now. So anyways, let's get into the bulk of the episode, because you're probably tired of hearing me ramble on about nonsense, and let's discuss the concept of embracing fear. Fear is a part of our psyche, which you guys probably know this. I'm just stating the common sense knowledge, but I'm going to assume that you don't know anything to a degree. As we know, like, fear is instilled in us and is a part of us. It's part of our DNA, our wiring, whatever you want to say and call it, but it's there to keep us safe from harm. However, in today's world, because we don't really have predators the way in which our ancestors did and whatnot, but today, in today's world, it often manifests as this barrier that prevents us from achieving growth and success and holds us back from going after our dreams, taking risks, embracing change. It's kind of like the I'm not good enough, I'm not capable of enough, I could never do that, I will just fail, blah, blah, blah. Those types of thoughts. But the funny thing enough about fear is that it can be transformed into courage just by shifting your mindset, or rather reframing how we look at it. And I always talk about reframing on the podcast. It's a huge part of what I've learned in therapy. I do cognitive behavioral therapy, and if your therapist uses this method on you, then I'm sure you know everything and anything about reframing your mindset, rewriting your story, and that whole thing. Fear can actually become the fuel, the thing that lights that fire underneath of you to pursue personal growth, to become resilient, and to use fear as a superpower as opposed to your downfall or the thing that prevents you from going after your goals. And instead, it's the very thing that encourages you to take a step forward, to embrace that change, to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Like I always say, the thing about fear is it's important to understand it. Fear, like I said, is like our natural response to threats or dangers that are triggering both our physiological and psychological responses in order to keep us safe. Like for our ancestors, it was to prevent them or protect them from predators. But for us, it's very much more so the fear of failure, rejection, uncertainty, or change. And there's kind of this paradox between fear and courage. They're not necessarily like one exists and the other doesn't. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the willingness to act on it and to embrace it. And if you want to create a visualization of this, is like courage and fear are two sides of the same coin. They both exist in one another and to one another, like they have a mutually beneficial relationship. Like courage does not exist without fear, and fear does not exist without courage. While fear can paralyze and prohibit you from moving forward, courage is what empowers and liberates you to move forward. And the key lies in recognizing that fear can be more than just a barrier. It can really help you catalyze your growth and transform into this really courageous, confident person who has this growth mindset and takes risks and takes chances and pushes themselves outside of their comfort zone. And that can be you. It doesn't have to be this person and reserved for this person as who you look up to and you aspire to be. It's not just reserved for me or your role model or whoever. Anyone can transform fear into courage and to take risks and to take chances. And I really want you guys to leave this podcast episode really knowing that you are capable of doing the things that scare and intimidate you. You are capable of going after your dreams. You are capable of showing up as this highest version of yourself, living that dream life, living that life that you are trying to manifest, you are visualizing, you are writing down goals in order to work towards that and achieve that. And the first step in doing all of this is shifting your perspective, reframing the way in which you look at fear and the actions you take following that. Instead of seeing it as something to be avoided, reframe it as an opportunity to grow and to experience self-discovery. Embrace fear as this sign that you are stepping out of your comfort zone. You're challenging yourself in ways that you have never challenged yourself before. In order to grow, you have to be able to reframe fear, because nothing changes if nothing changes. You're not going to grow if you're constantly in a state of comfort. You're going to have to embrace that fear and remove its power and reclaim control over your destiny. And you can do this by cultivating resilience. Resilience is the foundation on which courage is built. It's the ability to bounce back from setbacks, to adapt to change, and to thrive in times of adversity. It's when you feel like you're falling off the bandwagon or you fell off track with your goals. It's your ability to get back on, to just like get back into those habits and mindsets. It's like going on vacation and kind of falling out of that routine and just coming back to it, or having an off day and feeling like nothing is going your way, and the next day waking up and deciding to just get back into the swing of things. Or if you need a pivot, choosing to pivot and to do so confidently and quickly and being very agile with it. And in order to cultivate resilience, it requires that growth mindset from you, because you can't be closed-minded. You can't talk negatively to yourself. You can't tell yourself, well, I fucked up. I fell off of my good habits. I fell off of my plan to achieve XYZ goal, so I might as well just give up. That's your closed-minded mindset, or like thinking that you can't do it. You really need to have this growth mindset, to think in abundance, to find that silver lining, to reframe the way in which you see obstacles, to see it as a stepping stone along the way, as opposed to this huge wall prohibiting you from passing through. And just by believing that challenges are opportunities for learning as and growth as opposed to obstacles is the first way and the strongest way that you can start in transforming fear into courage and your ability to achieve things and grow and transform yourself as a person. By continuously reframing these setbacks as temporary and something that's surpassable, the more you do it, the more you strengthen your resilience muscle per se and increase your ability for courage and increase the amount of times you feel courageous and your ability to feel courageous and to take on these risks and just truthfully embrace it, if you will. When it comes to risks, like, it does not mean taking reckless risks and not considering the repercussions, not weighing pros and cons. Courage often requires taking risks. And I always talk about getting comfortable with the uncomfortable, taking those risks, saying yes to the unknown. But not all risks are equal. To successfully transform fear into courage, it's essential to take calculated risks. Ones that are aligned with your values, with your aspirations, with your goals, creating a benefits versus costless, making an informed decision. I take a lot of risks, and to many of my friends and those around me, if they don't know me well, they may seem reckless, but I will sit and ponder and research and think about the pros and cons. And if I decide to do this, what would happen? I think about like the trajectory of that risk and the potential good things that could happen and the potential not so good things that could happen. And I decide whether or not it is worth it for me. For example, deciding to launch a brand, I could lose the $4,000 or $5,000 that I have invested so far, and I'm going to invest even more into it. But that is a risk that I'm willing to take because the potential benefit, the potential outcome from it could outweigh that cost, and I could profit. It could be really good. It could open up new doors and opportunities. But for me, like, also the cost of that is, yeah, I lost $4,000, but money always comes back. And if I don't try this now, I'll always wonder what if. I'll always think about it. I'll always wish I would have taken that chance. Like, I'm young, I'm in my 20s, I don't have many responsibilities or obligations outside of myself. I'm not in a relationship, I don't own property, I don't have children. The only bills I have are with regard to me. And so why not take risks when my liabilities are so much lower? To preface, courage is not about recklessness. It's about calculated boldness. I'm going to repeat that. Courage is not about recklessness. It's about calculated boldness. If you are reckless, you are stupid. And sometimes those reckless decisions can play out well, but I think it's important to lead with calculated decisions and calculated risks, informed risks. Because if you are trying to become this highest version of yourself, more successful in school, in your career, in life, develop as a person, it's important to know why and how you plan on doing that, at least to a degree. And I think that's why it's so important to leverage the power of visualization. You guys know, if you're an OG listener, you know that I love manifestation, I love visualization, and I haven't really spoken about it in recent days, and maybe I should talk about it a bit more. If you guys are interested, definitely let me know. But visualization is a form of manifestation, or at least that's what I believe. And it's a powerful tool that you can use to transform your fear into courage. By taking a moment to visualize yourself overcoming your fears and achieving your goals with both confidence and grace, and essentially just showing up as how you envision your highest self to show up, helps you visualize the steps that you need to take, the obstacles you may encounter, and the outcomes that come with that. And by doing so, you're able to rehearse success in your mind's eye. You prime your subconscious for courage, for resilience in the face of fear. And that is essentially like you visualize your highest self, how they feel, what they're doing, who they're speaking to, how they're speaking to them, the steps that they're taking. And you kind of just like preview this for yourself. It's like reading the summary of a book before reading it. You kind of know what to expect, and then you know how to show up as them. By visualizing it in detail, whether you write this out in your journal or you meditate on it, whether you're lying in your bed, sitting up, maybe you're on a run, maybe you're in yoga class, whatever it may be. Visualize every single detail how your highest self embraces fear and transforms it into courage to show up and achieve their goals and to become the type of person doing the type of things, living the type of life that you aspire to have, that they aspire to have. You are your highest self. In order to manifest and actualize that higher version of yourself, you need to show up as her, as him, as them today. What are their habits? How are they thinking? They definitely don't have a closed-minded mindset. They definitely don't let fear stop them. They definitely embrace fear and use it as this thing to ignite fire and determination and motivation to achieve the things that terrify them and scare them and to have this growth mindset. I want to remind you that when it comes to embracing fear and being courageous, this does not mean isolating yourself. This does not mean that you have to do it on your own. It doesn't make you any less courageous by doing something on your own. Like, yes, that is great, but I really do think it is a collective journey. I think surrounding yourself with a supportive network of family, friends, mentors, peers, people who uplift and inspire you. And when you share your dreams, you're vulnerable with them. They are your number one fan. They're like, yeah, you can do it. You can do it, Alana. You can do it, whoever's listening to it. Like, they're your number one fan. They're not talking down on you. That is great. And you should be able to do the same for them. Sharing your fears and aspirations openly and seeking guidance and encouragement when needed, and then offering support in return, is so important. And I think it will make this journey of achieving your goals and embracing fear, working towards your highest self, feel less lonely. Community is a powerful tool and you should leverage it and use it to your advantage. You are not any more courageous or successful by doing it entirely on your own. It is okay to ask for help. By working with your peers, with your friends, with your family, with your colleagues, you can draw on strength from each other and take it to the next level to make yourself even more courageous, even more fired up, even more driven to achieve those goals, to embrace the change, to get comfortable with the uncomfortable, for them to help hold yourself accountable and vice versa. And with that, you're going to have to embrace vulnerability. You are going to have to learn that vulnerability isn't actually a weakness. It's a strength. And authenticity, it allows you to connect with one another. It shows that you are human. To transform fear into courage, to embrace vulnerability as a gateway to connection and growth, and to allow yourself to be seen and heard is a powerful tool. Knowing that true courage is what lies in your willingness to be vulnerable and to show up as your true authentic self, even if it is uncomfortable. And that can be applied to relationships, whether they're platonic, professional, romantic even. Being vulnerable is sexy, it's hot, it's attractive. No one can connect with the person who's not vulnerable, who never shares an intimate detail. And you can choose where your boundaries are set and with whom. But I think vulnerability is a beautiful thing. I think showing vulnerability shows courage and strength. If you are looking for tangible ways to go about embracing fear and turning that fear into courage in your life, well, I'm going to share a few different ways. And that is in doing things that intimidate or scare you in your day-to-day life. Whether it's doing things alone, like a solo coffee date, dinner, or drinks. Being sober in a drinking setting, like being sober on a date or going out to the bars and you don't feel like drinking, and learning how to be like this confident, outgoing self that maybe you relied on alcohol for. I know for me, I used to rely on alcohol to become more outgoing, and I wanted to encourage myself to be able to do that without the alcohol, to be able to become this bubbly, outgoing person that I aspired to be, this confident person that could go up to someone and introduce myself. That used to terrify me, and it still does to a degree sometimes, depending on the circumstances. But just like fake it till you make it, fake the confidence until you make it, like embrace that fear and do it anyways. The more you do something that scares you, the less scary it will be and the more normal it will feel to you. Going to a new workout class, going on a run. I know how intimidating running can be and people get in their head and whatnot. Trying a new type of food, going on a date, trying anything new, taking risks in your career, whether it's applying for the promotion, a new role, speaking up in meetings, being confrontational, setting boundaries, quitting the job that wasn't serving you, taking a chance on entrepreneurship, or being adventurous, traveling solo, going to London this past summer by myself and being in a new city, being across the world all by myself for the first time ever was something that terrified me. But I knew I wanted to do it and I knew it would be transformative for me and I knew it would be this ultimate confidence booster. I knew it was a step I needed to take and I don't regret it at all. In fact, I'm doing it again this November and I'm curious to see how it will feel this time around. Will I feel anxious leading up to it? Will I feel more confident in myself? And that just shows the growth because in the past this was a scary thing and now it's something that feels a bit more normal, a bit more comfortable to me. Maybe going to a new city or a country, whether you choose to live there or visit there, moving somewhere new, whether it's temporary or more long term, saying yes to plans you know would be good for you but have always intimidated or scared you or you just thought of like the worst off chances. Embracing fear isn't easy. It's not. It takes courage, hence why fear and courage exist together. And most people don't do it. But why would you want to be like most people? I don't know about you, but I want to be my own person. I want to be the person that leaves no stone unturned, that takes chances, that takes risks, that carves their own path, that takes their own path. I want to be the person that people aspire and look up to. I want to be proud of myself when, not to be morbid, but when I'm sitting on my deathbed and thinking about the life that I lived, I want it to be one that I truly lived and experienced. Know that I challenged and pushed myself and stretched the boundaries and pushed the boundaries and pushed the limitations as to who I thought I was and what I was capable of. So leave your ego at the door. Leave those closed-minded, those intrusive thoughts, those what-if thoughts at the door. Drop them. Don't give in to them. They're not worth it. You are so much more than those thoughts. Take calculated risks. Leverage your ability to visualize and manifest to show up as your highest self. A lot of people talk about becoming their highest self, but don't take the actual steps in order to do so. As a listener of this podcast today, whether this is the only episode that you've listened to, or maybe you're a longtime listener, don't be that person that talks and doesn't take action. I want you to actually take action. You can plan all you want, but you don't actually gain experience by just studying and being the student. You need to apply yourself. If there's something you are always seeing others do and you're impressed by it, but have never thought it could be you, try it for yourself. You are just as capable. You are just as worthy of that. And lastly, always take time to reflect after you try something new. Reflect on how that experience was for you. Reflect before doing it, during, after. It's always nice to look back at those journal entries. I always try to journal before something that I'm doing. If I know of it coming, if something happens in my life, I like to journal afterwards. But just take some time to be still, to reflect, to be mindful, and be conscious of your thoughts, feelings, emotions, whatever it may be. I hope that this episode was helpful. I hope that I've encouraged you to embrace the fear, to face fear head on, and to leverage it and fuel it to be more courageous, to take risks, to take action, and to lead. I love you guys so much. If you like this episode, I would love if you could leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That's how you can help support the pod. And I always love reading your reviews and receiving your feedback. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, my DMs are always open on both the podcast Instagram and my personal Instagram, which are always linked in the show notes. Anything that I spoke about today in terms of products and whatnot will always be linked in the show notes. I love you guys so much and we'll chat soon. Bye guys.